Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
COVID cases in Massachusetts continue to trend down, but they are still near the highest levels we've seen in the pandemic. That means there are still a lot of people getting sick with COVID. Several treatments are available, but they are in short supply. WBUR's Gabriella Emanuel is here to bring us up to speed on what the treatment options are, who's getting them, and when things will improve. Thanks for being here, Gabriella.
Thank you.
So for people who take a test and learn they have COVID, are there prescription medications they can take?
Well, we have four medications authorized right now that can help people with Omicron infections and hopefully keep them out of the hospital. You can think of them in two categories. One set is given intravenously by IV. This includes a monoclonal antibody treatment and a drug called remdesivir. They've both been proven really effective at preventing severe disease. But IV treatment is logistically complicated, and there's not enough staff or supply to give these treatments to everyone who's testing positive right now.
Okay, and what about the second option?
Yes. So right now, option two is antiviral medications that are taken orally. Two such medications were authorized just about a month ago. They're the first ones you can take at home. One is from Pfizer. It's highly effective, but it's in very short supply. The other from Merck is not as effective and is being seen as more of a backup option. But I should say, all of these treatments do help. Here is Scott Dryden-Peterson. He's an infectious disease doctor in charge of Mass General Brigham's COVID outpatient therapy.
It's hard to overestimate the impact of these medicines. Like if given to the highest priority group, the people who are most vulnerable, you give three doses out, you prevent approximately one hospitalization.
And that is critical given that hospitals are very, very full.
Okay, that sounds like really good news, but as we mentioned, supplies are limited. So who's getting these treatments right now?
That is a very good question, Rupa. Right now, doctors have to prioritize patients who are most likely to end up in the hospital with severe COVID. There are federal and state guidelines on who should be eligible. They're based on a couple factors. First, if you are moderately to severely immunosuppressed, that puts you in the highest risk group. Second is vaccination status and age. So if someone is not fully vaccinated and over 75, they are also considered to be in that same highest risk group. For example.
So are you saying people who are unvaccinated are given priority for treatments? And if so, has there been pushback against that?
Yes, I have heard some frustration about this, but it's important to remember that the goal is to keep as many people as possible alive and out of the hospital so that hospitals are not overwhelmed. Sandeep Jabal is an infectious disease doctor and head of the COVID Treatment Center at UMass Memorial Health. He said he's heard this concern a lot.
The rationale is, given the current surge, the patients who are unvaccinated are at the highest risk of being hospitalized, and the patients who are vaccinated, they usually don't get sick enough to be admitted in the hospital.
Basically, his point is the vaccines plus boosters already do a really good job at preventing hospitalization and death, and that is, of course, the primary goal.
Okay, so we have these guidelines for who is most at risk from severe COVID and who should get the treatments. But how is it playing out on the ground?
On the ground, it is a bit messy. Some patients I've spoken to have gone from doctor to doctor or ER to ER to try and find someone who can get them unauthorized treatment. That's because there hasn't been enough treatment to cover everyone, even in the highest risk group. So many hospitals have been turning to a lottery system or a wait list. But the good news is that things are starting to ease as Pfizer's pill is beginning to be distributed, plus new infections are dropping. Folks at UMass Memorial and Mass General Brigham say they are now seeing fewer people in that very highest risk group test positive. That means they're starting to give out medications to other patients too. Now, just to be clear, they still don't have enough medicine to treat everyone they want to, but things are better than even just a week ago.
Okay, so right now, what should a patient do if they test positive and think that they might benefit from treatment?
So this could change, but at least for right now, you need to go through your doctor if you are in Massachusetts. So call them and call them quickly as soon as you get a positive test, even on a rapid test, since you need to get some of these medications on board within just a few days of your symptoms starting. The doctor should be able to help determine if you are eligible for treatment, and then what they would do is kind of get you into the system. There is some concern, I should say, about whether treatments are being distributed equitably, especially considering all the inequality the pandemic has exposed in our healthcare system already. So that is something we need to keep an eye on.
When do you think we're going to get more COVID treatments? We're going to have enough medication for everyone who needs it?
Well, as I said, things are already getting a bit better, but I have heard projections that supply will be very tight at least through February. The hope is that someday this will be more like the flu, where if you get it and you're at risk, you can just go to your local pharmacy and get an antiviral medication. But I am told for COVID, that is likely quite far in the future.
Okay. WBUR's health reporter, Gabrielle Emmanuel, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.